Hey everyone, here is a lesson in persistence. We got him. I'm so delighted to have on the line with me right now from the gorgeous, gorgeous act, Mystery Waitress. I've got Tessa on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm finally here.
You're here. How are you?
I'm good, but it was a bit of a panic. But it was just old phones. Don't keep an old phone. Just get a new one.
Yeah. Valuable lesson right there. I mean, I can't say much. We have a landline in the studio here.
That's like, nice. I think I should go back to having a landline, honestly.
Yeah, let's all go like analog again, you know?
Yeah, I'd love that.
I'm always said like no one writes letters anymore, you know?
Not enough. I would get into that. Pen pal.
Yeah. Oh, love. anyway, Tessa, how are you? You well?
I'm good. Yeah, it's a gorgeous morning here in Wellington. Beautiful and sunny and calm, so I'm happy.
Wow, calm in Wellington.
It's calm. I know. It's very rare, so I'm making the most of it.
yeah, fair enough. Hey, now, congratulations. Mystery Waitress, back on the scene.
Yeah.
Now, it probably doesn't feel like this from your perspective, but I felt like, boom, it was just out of nowhere. You guys are back.
Well, it doesn't feel like that from my perspective, I guess, because we've been quietly working away at this for the last couple of years. But I guess it did come out of nowhere. We weren't really letting people know that we were recording something new. So, yeah, but we have been. And the songs are actually, we've been performing them live for the last couple of years. So when the album comes out on August 2nd, there might be some people who recognize the music because we have been playing it live. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. So, Bright Black Night is the album. Tell me a little bit about it. How did this, what's the inspiration behind it?
Well, I've actually had this album in my mind for so many years. Like, it's been just lurking in the back of my mind as a project I'd love to bring to life one day, probably since 2016 or something ridiculous, when I wrote some of those songs. And I just kind of, to give you some context, I was living with my parents, and they lived out like in the Nakanaharu Valley, which is just out of Wellington, sort of like countryside area. And I was in the middle of nowhere, not really doing anything, and I was just playing music every day, not really interacting with many people. It was a bit of a lonely existence for a little while. And I ended up just taking lots of lovely nighttime walks past people's houses. And in the countryside, no one really has their curtains closed. So I got glimpses into people's living rooms, all lit up and warm and cozy looking. And I really wanted to capture that feeling you get when you're walking and you look into a situation like that, that you're out in the cold and the dark, and it's really lonely, but beautiful. And it makes you kind of think about what you're missing out on. And you don't really notice it when you're in the living rooms, I reckon. When you're inside, on the outside, there's a strong feeling. So that's sort of the inspiration behind the name and the feeling of the album.
Oh, I kind of love that. And I'm feeling very, like, warm and cozy right now.
Good.
Now, do you ever get the thing, like, and it's sort of similar, like, when you're in an airport and you stare at other people and you go, wow, these people have their whole own lives going on. I wonder where they're flying off to. Do you ever get
like
that?
The opening of Love, actually.
Yeah.
I do. Well, I was actually just at the airport this morning dropping some friends off who are moving overseas, and I got to see that exactly this morning. People kind of hugging and kissing, hello, goodbye, and it's a funny feeling just seeing other people's lives.
I know, and it's like the whole, like, you live your whole life, and they live their whole lives, and, like, they could be entirely separate. It blows my mind sometimes.
Yeah, and how much is going on? It's very overwhelming.
Oh, I know. Now, you mentioned there you had friends moving overseas. Oh, I feel like that's everyone's story at the moment.
It's so true. Everyone's moving to the UK, I feel.
Yeah, and leaving us here.
I know.
Can you take me with you, please?
Yeah, that's what I said. I wanted to go in the suitcase, but...
Yeah, you might get a little cramp in there. I mean, I'm no expert, but...
Quite a long, long flight.
Hey, now, getting back to the music, you released Nightbug as the first single. First of all, love. Did you always know it was going to be a single?
No, the song was actually written a little bit later in the process of making the album, and I kind of started writing it as a bit of a joke to myself. I was writing it on the piano at first, so it's really moved on from that now.
But wow, yeah.
As soon as the band got on it, and it kind of just turned into this pop rock anthem-y feeling thing, and then it felt like it could be a single. It just, it's pretty huge, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I love that, and I love, I know, it's so much more interesting when it takes on a life of its own that you kind of weren't anticipating. Is that how it usually goes for you guys? Like, you write some stuff, present it to the band, they put their own spin on it?
Exactly. Some of the songs haven't changed too much since I wrote them, but most of them have changed a lot because... it's just me and my guitar or me and my piano at home. And so you can imagine as soon as James gets on there with his riffs and just crunchy guitar, it changes a whole lot. And we get the drums in and the bass in and it becomes massive. So, yeah, it takes on a whole new life.
Yeah, I think that must be such a fascinating process to go through. And
it's so fun. Honestly, singing a song that I've just written at home and then hearing it come to life. Especially when the drums come in, I find that's when it really becomes a song.
Yeah, I tell you, like, drummers are the backbone of any band, honestly. Yeah.
Without drums, a lot of songs would sound weird.
yeah, they would. Now, tell me, do you ever kind of go through a couple of iterations of a song before you're, like, happy with it?
Yeah, but we don't really make... I know what you mean. Like, I think some bands do different versions of songs. So they might have a rockier version or a funkier version or something. I think we don't do it to that extent, but we'll definitely perfect it. We'll go through different ways of phrasing it or just slightly different drums or something like that. Yeah, not too many extreme versions.
Right, yeah. I feel like some bands do, like, go, you know, trial and error a million times.
I feel like I can really wear myself out quickly with a song if I do it that way. Yeah, like I want to hear it and not think about it too much, but when you hear it, you just know that that's right. And I think if we were doing that over and over again, you sort of lose the freshness of it and it's hard to tell anymore what's the best option.
Yeah, I totally agree. So... your last release was Nest, which was, what, like 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, it was in 2000.
Did it feel like there was a large gap there to you, or had you kind of been pottering around musically that entire time?
You've definitely been pottering around. There was maybe a year's gap where we didn't really play many gigs. Olivia, our drummer, is in a band called Yumi Zuma, and they were touring for about a year. And it just, we didn't do much that year. It felt a bit funny, but most of the time I've been thinking, and also, you know, I've been dabbling in another project at the same time, so I haven't felt too... connected from music.
No, and that's the thing about you musicians. You always got your hands in lots of pies.
Oh, yeah. Can't help it.
Yeah. this is very not on topic and entirely selfish, but I have to ask. Is James single?
I am so sorry, everyone, but he is taken.
Oh, my God. Every bloody time.
It's a shame.
No, yeah. It's fine. It's totally fine. I'm not dark about it.
Sorry to break your heart.
You're also printing Bright Black Night as a vinyl, correct?
We are, yeah.
Oh, love so that. Excited. Love that.
Yeah, my first vinyl ever. I don't even
is it? Player. Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm going to buy one.
you're kind of going to have to do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you had a press yet? Have you been able to touch it?
No, not yet, but it should be arriving pretty soon. So, yeah,
that's going to
be great.
And, of course, if people want to buy that, which... Yeah. They're going to. Where can they do that?
So it is for sale on Bandcamp. You can pre-order it now. And you can just go into... So Flying Nun are distributing it between their stores and lots of other cool record shops around the country. And then when we do live shows, we'll be bringing a bunch with us. So hopefully we'll be down in Otatahi soon and we can bring a bunch with us.
Yes, it was the next question is... Tours, movement.
Yeah.
What's happening there? Or are there not quite plans yet?
There's not solid plans, but later in the year, we'll be seeing you. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Good. Do you guys feel like, as kind of live performers, you've changed or progressed that much?
Heaps, yeah. Oh, and I used to be terrified of playing live, so.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, and as a band, we've just gotten a lot tighter with the music, and we really know the songs well now. So you don't have to think about the technicalities of it now. We're just more feeling, well, it's sort of a feeling on stage and able to sort of make each show a little bit different.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I can't wait to see you guys live, to be honest.
Great. I'm so excited to play again.
Now, if people want to just keep up to date with you guys and what's going on and all that, are you on the socials? Are you on social media?
We are on Instagram. I feel like that's the only one that we really use.
Oh, but yeah, why?
I'll post about something, but...
Why bother with any of the others, honestly?
I like the visual aspect of Instagram.
Yes, yeah, I'm not a words guy.
Neither am I.
Hey, to our audience out there, go follow Mystery Waitress on Instagram. Keep up to date with them. Tessa, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. We got there. No obstacle is too big for us. We made it.
We did. I'm so proud of us.
I am just so excited for this new album. There really are no words. I super, super appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on Nightbug. It's an awesome, awesome track. So thank you for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. It's been really fun.
Have a great, great day.
You too.
And that was the lovely Tessa from Mystery Waitress, who have a brand new album, Bright Black Night, coming out very soon. So there is a single out from it, so you can get like a wee nibble, a wee morsel. This is Nightbug. Do enjoy.